kind of. It sounds like fats to me. Commercially, it's wonderful, I think. The accompaniment was recorded well. Bass players sound very, has a very nice sound. Full sound, a lot more or less.
Yeah.
Musically, I'd say it was a good record. If it's fats, I wouldn't be surprised. It sounds a lot like him. Do I have to award the stars?
Maybe you can say a little about what you think fats, regardless of whether it's fats or not, about what you think of that style in general, what it's contributed, you know?
Well, I think this is that type of piano. I don't think it has or ever will go out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that anyone can listen to.
Yeah.
It's more or less, I'd call it more or less of an amiable style.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word for it. What would you give it? You know what the ratings mean.
4, 3, 2, and 1. Yeah. I'd give it 3.
Okay.
Musically, it's a fine record, Len. Commercially, I don't think it holds much value because I don't think the public is up to that standard in music as yet. I believe it's Tristano and Konitz, isn't it? It sounds just like them. And, of course, Lee Konitz is one of my favorites, and Lenny. I think everything was executed more than well on the record. I'd give it definitely 3 stars. Sounded like Milt Buckner. I think it's more or less of a very droll tune.
Yeah.
And the group didn't sound too well coordinated. However, for the opening of it and the part of the piano course, I'd give it 2 stars. I don't think it holds that much musical value, though.
Yeah.
Wow. That's horrible. Whoever it is, I don't know, but there's nothing there. That's all I have to say. No stars, no bells, nothing.
Okay.
Well, I call that a good example of how Art Tatum has ruined so many piano players unconsciously. You know, I didn't like that record at all, Leonard. The first chorus was too spasmodic. I think he was trying to, whoever it was trying to imitate Tatum to too much of a degree. The second chorus shows it was definitely that way because more or less he settled down in his own style, and without the Tatum ideas, he was lost. I'd give it 1.5 stars. I think so. It is harpsichord, isn't it?
Harpsichord, that's
nice. Well, I like the record personally. I don't know who it could be. Whoever it is has a wonderful technique. The tune, I think, is more or less worn out. It's been done so many times. But on the whole, I like the record. I'd give it 2.5 stars, Leonard.
Uh-huh.
Technically, I think it's a good record. I don't think that whoever it is who was playing the instrument actually had a chance to express all of his ideas on the disc. But I think throughout the record, you can find smatterings of talent, a whole lot of talent.
Yeah.
Commercially, I think it's a good record. One thing that I always do in buying my own personal records is even if there's a record with just 4 bars that I like, I'll buy it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that first chorus was actually too delicate for the tenor solo that followed the vocal and the vocal.
The piano
chorus. The piano chorus, yes. But on the whole, I like the record. I think the tenor solo fitted the type of vocal that was done.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it 3 stars.
Any other one?
No idea. Well, I'm unfamiliar with Dixieland because of the type of music I don't necessarily dislike, but it doesn't intrigue me that much.
Yeah.
And not being a judge or classifying myself as a judge of Dixieland, I think I'll just give it 2.5 stars. Insofar as listening value, from what I've heard of Dixieland, I'd say it would be good Dixieland.
Uh-huh.
You know, and regardless of what type of music there is, you know, what type of music you listen to, there is such a thing as good and bad, and I would classify that as good Dixieland, although I don't particularly go for Dixieland.
Any particular solo?
I like the trumpet solo very much. I'd give it 2.5 stars just on the trumpet solo.
Any comment on the piano?
No.
No comment. Okay.
Well, before we go any further, you can give this one 4 stars.
All right.
Because, and if you don't mind, I'll just, all the remarks I have to make about this record or about the piano solo, even though I know it was the Benny Goodman group.
Uh-huh.
The record on the whole is fine, but the piano solo I think is more than outstanding. In fact, I've never heard Teddy turn out a bad record as yet.
Uh-huh.
It is Teddy Wilson, isn't it, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
I want to say, the clean technique, the taste, the touch, there isn't anything you can say wrong about the piano because piano course, because Teddy is more or less to me a genius, and along with the piano solo, the clarinet solo by Benny moved me. I think it's one of his more subtle things. I've heard him swing a little more, but on the whole, I think the group was wonderful.
And vibes?
Vibes, it's Red Nova, I believe. I don't think he played very well there, but however, the other solos on the record more or less made up for whatever happened there. Well, it sounds like Duke. The piano solo, from what I heard, didn't exactly resemble his style. I would say it possibly could be Billy Strayhorn. But on the whole, in parts, it doesn't sound like the Ellington Band, but there's enough there, for instance, I think it's Lawrence Brown on trombone. The record on the whole impressed me this way, that it's a very weak Ellington thing. I mean, I've heard better, in my opinion, I've heard better things by Duke.
You mean better concert pieces?
Yes, I have. Definitely. I would say this is one of his weaker efforts.
What do you think's wrong with it?
On the whole, I think it lacks the usual Ellington continuity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are parts that just don't sound like Ellington, if it is Duke.
Yeah.
And the trombone solo was outstanding. I like the piano solo. I would say it's Billy Strayhorn on the piano. It doesn't sound like Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it 3 stars.